The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money.
Sunny.
The skies
man
are sunny.
Depression, you are through. You done us wrong.
An old man recession. You are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, estate planning, social security, you name it. We talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week, we have a ton of great boring financial stuff to talk about. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
I've been good.
And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. We now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states, and it is such an honor and a privilege. And because of the aforementioned beloved and most valued clients, Barron's recently named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States, actually now the sixth year in a row. So thank you to everybody. I'm glad you're with us. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, there's an old expression in investing people that observe the markets, and that is that it says trees don't grow to the sky. Now, there's another expression that says that as goes January, so goes the year. So we're going to talk about those two expressions because they're kind of contradictory, right? And if you think about how the stock markets, the S&P and the Dow have done this year. So we're going to talk about that, where we go from here. And of course, my fearless forecast was for the Dow to hit 26,500 this year, and bam, it hit it pretty quickly in January. So now what? So we'll be talking about that. Now also, this week, we're going to talk about the magic number. Okay, the magic number is the name we've given to the amount of money that you need to have to retire on in our estimation. Okay, so we're going to go through with you the calculation that we go through with clients and prospective clients to determine how much money they're going to need to support the lifestyle that they want. And once you know what your magic number is, then you can determine if you have it already. And if you don't, then you can develop a plan to get you there. All right, so we're going to talk about the magic number. Now, also, since it is the new year, I want to go over with you some of the Social Security rules for 2018. This week, we're going to talk about if you are still working and you are under your normal retirement age, or if you're over your normal retirement age and you are earning wages, we want to talk about how that will affect your Social Security benefits, okay? So help you in the decision-making process in that regard. And then, of course, we're going to talk about our buy-hold myth of the week. Now, as you guys know, we work with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired, retiring soon. And so therefore, that's, you know, when you're in that mode, we believe that protection of principal is job number one. Now, everybody wants to grow their money and everybody wants income and all that, but you got to preserve the nest egg because everything else comes after that.
There's no doubt about it.
I believe so. You know, in fact, if you lose all your money, it's very hard to generate income from that money, I think. The math just doesn't work there. So we'll be talking about buy hold myth number one, which is the market always comes back. So don't worry about it. Okay, so, you know, look at 2018. The market's already come back and moved on. We've forgotten 2008, rather. We've already forgotten about 2008. Well, there are lessons to be learned, and those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So we'll be talking about that later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would just stop there. I mean, most shows would say, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me!
Don't you dare stop me, because on this show, we don't stop there. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we're going to talk about the Dynasty Trust. Now, this is my favorite trust, the Dynasty Trust, and it can be used for a variety of strategies when it comes to passing money on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. But this week, we're going to talk about how to use the Dynasty Trust to create a college fund for your grandchildren, or your children, if that's who you want. And hopefully they are not greedy, unwashed, and undeserving, and therefore you want to do this for them. So we'll have that for you at about 10 till, okay? The Dynasty Trust for college. So we'll talk about that. Now, before we dive into this, this weekend is kind of a nerve, I shouldn't say nerve-wracking weekend, but I'll say there's a little bit of anxiety because my oldest daughter, Alexa, is engaged to be married. And she has met Jonathan, her fiancé's parents, multiple times, but we have never met his parents. So we're wondering why we don't get to meet them. So they're actually coming to visit. So we're going to have a meet the parents weekend. So it's kind of, you know, I told my daughter, I said, that's kind of a stressful way to meet, you know, Jonathan's parents, is to have them actually come and stay with us at our house for 3 days. But We'll make it, and I'll report back to you next week, hopefully, that everything went swimmingly and everybody's in a good mood. Anyway, let's talk about trees don't grow to the sky, all right? So let's look at this year, according to I heard on Bloomberg, this is the best January so far since 1987. Okay, so this is the best January in 31 years. Now, the other thing about it is, let's go back and remember what happened in 1987. Does anybody recall what happened in 87? It had the worst crash in the market, in the S&P and the Dow, since the Great Depression. In fact, 1987, October, is the worst month, I think, in the history of our stock market. Biggest drop in a single day, etc. And so, we want to be careful here. All right. Now, the S&P is on pace this year to make 96%. Okay. So in other words, if every month is like January, then we'll make 96% this year invested in the S&P. Now, let me ask you, how likely do you think that is? See, I think that's basically not even possible. So trees do not grow to the sky. So what are you going to do? So there's only, in my view, two things that can happen going forward. Okay, because I just don't see that we're going to make 96% this year. So either we have to have a correction, which means the market falls, and the average correction going back to the 50s is a drop in the market of more than 10%, but less than 20. That's the definition of a correction. So I see that coming. Now, number two is it could be what's called a rolling correction, which means that the market basically goes sideways for 6 or 7 months, doesn't make any money, and essentially allows itself to get caught up, okay? So the assumption I'm making here is that the market has gone way too fast, too quickly, and it's fantastic, we love it, but it's gone so far forward so quickly that now it can't keep up that pace. So therefore, one of two things are going to happen. It's either going to correct quickly or it's going to correct slowly. But it has to correct, otherwise we'll make 98%, 96% this year. And again, I don't think that's possible. So what do you do about it? Well, my view is you don't do anything, okay? So this is, if this is a correction, then it's going to recover quickly. Most corrections last about 2 months, and then they come back, the market recovers, and nobody even remembers them. And if it's a rolling sideways correction, we've had those too, where the market basically goes up and down for several months but does nothing, essentially catching up with itself, then there's no reason to do anything there either. I'm just giving you an advance warning of what could happen. Now, if we do get a significant correction, a fast one rather, then I would say that would be a buying opportunity because of the fact that there's so much stimulus in the system that I just don't see a recession coming. And bear markets are usually caused by the market's anticipation of a recession. So therefore, I think this year is going to be a good year. I think the as January goes, so goes the year expression will actually turn out to be the case. So all is well, but put your seatbelt on. All right. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Anyway, I want to invite you, if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon. And there are a lot of you, I know that. Then what I want to do is I want to invite you to come to one of our seminars. Now, we have seminars that are designed for those of you who are retired or retiring soon, and you have a lot of very important decisions to make, and we want to help you with many of those decisions. So first of all, we're going to talk about, do you have enough money to retire on? How do you figure that one out? We're going to talk about 5 of the strategies that you can use to reduce your income taxes. We're going to talk about how to maximize your retirement cash flow. Where do you get your income from when you are retired? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about your 401k. How should you be diversified there? Should you roll it over? You know, all those kinds of decisions you need to make. We're going to talk about, when should you take Social Security? Okay, there are lots of different ways of doing that. You can take it when you're 62, 66, when you're 70. If you take it incorrectly, you could have taxes that you'll have to pay. The IRS. Yeah, those guys, they want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. And at the seminar, we're going to talk about how to beat that if it's at all possible. Now, also, as I've mentioned, I believe that we're headed for a market crash. Now, I don't see it this year, but I think it's coming. And you need to prepare yourself for it. And you know what? If you prepare for something and then it doesn't happen, what's wrong with that? Okay? It's better to be prepared and it doesn't happen than to be unprepared and it does happen. So therefore, I want you to come to the seminar to learn also about our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell. As you guys know, we told our clients and those of you listening to this show and getting my market alert email to get out of the stock market, to sell in November of 2007, and to stay out for all of 2008. And we didn't say to buy until June of 2009. We literally said stay out of the stock market for almost 18 months. So you want to come to the seminar to learn about how to develop a plan to help protect against the next market crash and tons more. So if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, go to moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website, and find a seminar near you. We'll look forward to seeing you there. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to calculate your magic number. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years and have been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we specialize in working with people that are over the age of 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And so if we can help people. And, you know, one of the things that we always say is we're not here to make you rich quick, but we are here to help you to not become poor.
I love it!
I do love it. And there's a massive, huge difference between those two, right? Not becoming poor is way different than trying to get rich quick. And so we want to help you to have your money last as long as you do. And if we can do that, then we've done our job. That's what this show's about. That's what our practice is about. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And you can learn more about us at moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. Now, one of the things that we do, if you were to come in and talk with us as a prospect, prospective client, if you were interested in doing that, then one of the first things we want to do with you is we want to help you to know what your magic number is. Okay, and the magic number is the amount of money that you need to have to support your cost of living, your standard of living in our estimation. Okay, so what we want to do is figure out what that number is. Now, once we know what that number is, then we can say, okay, do you have it already? In which case, congratulations. Or do you not have it already? In which case, we got some work to do. So let's roll our sleeves up, let's design a plan, and let's see if we can get you there.
Very interesting.
It is very interesting. Anyway, so the magic number. So let's go over with you, ladies and gentlemen, how we calculate the magic number. Okay, so now last week we talked about how to develop your financial plan. Okay, so we talked about how to go about collecting your income, collecting your expenses, and then figuring out the difference between the two. All right, so I'm not going to go over that this week. If you want that discussion, you can go to our website, moneymatters.net, and you can go to the podcast section and you can listen to that segment of the show where I go over that in detail. So this week we're going to pick up from there and we're going to say that you know what your income and expenses are. All right, now let's say that the income you have from ready sources is less than what your expenses are. Okay, so let's say Social Security brings you $30,000 a year, and that's the only steady income you have that's not your investments. But guess what? Your cost of living is actually $75,000. All right, so you have expenses that are higher than your ready source of income. So now you have a deficit. All right, like the federal government does. Now, what you're not going to do, if you're my client, is you're not going to go borrow that deficit, all right? Unlike the government who just borrows the money. Oh, hey, I've got a shortfall. I'm just going to go borrow it, all right? No. Our belief system is that when you're retired, your debt should be retired too. You don't go resurrecting and activating your debt when you are retired. That's a bad idea, in my opinion. So let's say that your income is $30,000, Social Security, and your expenses, your cost of living, everything else is $75,000. So therefore, the difference is $45,000. So you're short $45,000. So the question then is, how much money do you need to have to support that $45,000 difference? Okay, and that's what we call your magic number. So how do you do that? Well, it's actually not very difficult. All you do is you take that $45,000 and you multiply it by 25. Multiply it by 25. Now, if you do that, that'll give you $1.125 million. Okay, so $1.125 million. Now, why is that the magic number? Okay, so in our opinion, there is a rule we call the rule of 4%, which means that we want our clients to draw no more than 4% when they're in their 60s from their investments. Okay, now you can draw more as you get older, but that's for a different show. So let's say that you're in your 60s, and now you're going to draw 4%. So you need $45,000 to support your cost of living. So $1,125,000 times 4% equals $45,000. Okay, so 4% is one way of looking at it, multiplying by 25 is the other. So again, the math you do is you take your income, you subtract that your expenses from that. If you're like most people, you have what we call a deficit. All right, in other words, your expenses are higher than your ready sources of income. You take that deficit annualized and you multiply that by 25, and that'll give you what we call your magic number.
Cool.
Now, once you know what your magic number is, now you look at how much money do you have. And if you're there already, then we start popping champagne bottles and we start slapping you on the back and saying, congratulations, time for you to go enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. That's what we call your retirement. Time to do that. But if you're not there yet, then maybe you need to work longer. Maybe you need to consider reducing your standard of living when you're retired. So now we start talking about what we're going to do and how we're going to get there. And that's part of the financial planning process. So that's how we do it. Now, if you'd like to visit with one of our financial advisors and go through that process and figure out your magic number and develop your financial plan, then here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And on the website, we've got a lot of great information that I think you'll find it great, which is articles, podcasts, videos on all kinds of different topics that are relevant to retirement planning. Okay, so if you're retired or retiring soon, we've designed that website to give you information that hopefully will help you make the right decisions. Now, while you're there, You can also sign up for one of our seminars, but most importantly, what I'm talking about is click on Meet with an Advisor, all right? So if you click on that and put your info in there, then we'll call you to schedule a time to meet with an advisor. And what we want to do is, as I said, we want to go through your entire financial life. We want to go from soup to nuts. We want to help you with your retirement planning, your estate planning, your income tax planning. We want to help you with everything that we possibly can. And we, if we can help you, that's fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there's no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is absolutely the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Now, if you don't want to go directly to the source, if you don't want to come in and visit with an advisor, then you could go to one of our seminars, and I'll give you an inducement to do that, okay? Because at the seminars, we will have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. Now, you notice I used the word chunk, okay? I didn't say chip. Chips are made with wax, paraffin. You do not want to eat paraffin. Right? I mean, that doesn't sound very appetizing. But chocolate chunk, oh baby. Those chocolates, see, chocolate chunk is real chocolate. It forms its own shape. So when you're eating that cookie, it's chunks of chocolate that melt all over your face and it gets on your pants and your shirt and your notes. And everybody's looking at you like, what the heck? Are you 5 years old? And you're like, yes, I love my chocolate chunk cookies. And you're loving it. And in the meantime, you're learning about your finances. So go to the seminar for the cookies, meet with an advisor. It all happens at moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. Net is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 2018 Social Security rules if you are working. Oh my, I bet you just cannot wait. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moray. With Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And on this show, ladies and gentlemen, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And you know what? All those other financial shows, apparently, they stir their bonds. If Sean Connery knew this, he would not be happy. And you don't want to see an angry Sean Connery. Trust me. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I have been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And if you'd like to learn more about us, we specialize in working with people that are retired or retiring soon. So if this is you, then you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States. So if you
Wow
is right. So again, you can go to our website, and it is moneymatters.net. Now, one of the things that we talk about almost every time we do visit with clients is Social Security and when to take it, how to take it, and all the different rules. And since we are in a new year, there are some new rules with regard to Social Security. So this week, I want to talk with you about if you are working and you want to take Social Security, what are the rules there? Okay, so the 2018 rules for that. Now, there are two periods that the Social Security looks at, Social Security Administration looks at, to determine how much they are going to claw back, all right? So they have clawback provisions, meaning they're going to take back Social Security benefits from you if you are working, and the following applies to you, all right? So you have what's called retirement age, okay? Your full retirement age, FRA. So your full retirement age for most of you listening to this show right now is around 66. So if you are under your FRA, your full retirement age, under age 66, and you are working and you are taking Social Security, all right, let's say you started when you were 62, then what that means is that they want to take back $1 for every $2 that you exceed $17,000 a year by.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, Arnold is right. Hasta la vista. So what that means is, let's say you make $37,000 and you are under your FRA, then that means you are $20,000 over. So therefore, they're going to take back $1 for every $2. So therefore, they're going to take back $10,000 of that $20,000 you were going to get, and you will be left with 10. So you got to ask yourself, is it worth even working if that's the case? Okay, because it may be you're working for free because they're taking back all your Social Security. So there's some math to be done there. Now, in the year that you turn your full retirement age, so let's say it's 66. So in the year that you turn 66, the rules are different. Then it's $45,000 per year. And anything above that, they take back $1 for every $3 that you make. Okay. And this is, all these numbers are for a married couple. So $17,000 and over, $1 for every $2. If you're under retirement age, and if you're in that year, then $45,000 is the number you can make. And above that, they take back. And then if you're over your full retirement age, you can make $1 million and they will take back not one thin dime. So once you turn 66, go for it. Make $1 million. You have my permission. All right. Now, I want to tell you that Social Security is very complicated. If you are on the horns of when to take Social Security, how to take it, there are lots of different variables. If you're married, who makes more money? How old are you guys? What are your health issues? You know, estate planning, all kinds of things come into the decision as to when to take Social Security. So we want to help you to make that decision properly. So what I encourage you to do is go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. We have lots of videos on there about when to take Social Security and all those kind of things. But also, I invite you to come to one of our seminars, because at the seminar, we go into a great deal of depth about Social Security planning. And then we also talk about what to do with your 401k, how to diversify properly. Do you have enough money to retire on? We'll help you calculate that. We'll talk about how to get income during your retirement. We'll talk about five strategies that could help you to reduce your income taxes. We'll talk about all kinds of stuff that I think you will be very, very interested in. So,
Oh, thank you, Master.
Wow, that was Jeannie. Well, you're welcome, Jeannie. So at the seminar, we'll hope to help you with your retirement planning. So if you are retired or retiring soon, then moneymatters.net is the website to go to. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the seminar, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to debunk the biggest myth around, which is, hey, don't worry about it. The market always comes back. You don't have to do anything. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moray.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Pennies from heaven. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And you know, on this show, we try to rain down upon you good financial planning ideas that can hopefully help you to have financial peace of mind and to have your money last as long as you do. And that's our goal for you and for our clients. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. And I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on the show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And now we now work with clients in 43 states, and it's just such an honor and a privilege to do so. And because of our clients, Forbes recently named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. Indeed. And we specialize in working with people that are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then this show is designed for you. Our financial planning practice, everything we do is designed to help you. So one of the things that we believe is that you win championships with defense, all right? It's rare, if you think about all the different sport teams, you think about all the great victories, that it has been done purely on offense. It's mostly done by having a strong defense. And if you keep the other team from scoring on you, chances are you're going to win that game, all right, even if your offense is weak. Now, in the investment world, it is particularly important, in my view, because if you take large losses in your investments, then it can set you back. Now, one of the things that we believe in to address that is what we call buy, hold, and sell. All right, we have a philosophy of buy, hold, and sell, which means that we don't just stay in when the market is crashing and take a beating. We want to do something about it. And so our strategy told us to sell October of 2000, and it signaled again in November of 2007. And in November of 2007, we told our clients and those of you listening to this show to sell. You get out of the S&P, get out of the Dow. And those of you who followed our advice, you were out of the stock market until June of 2009 when we said to buy. So we were counseling to be out of the stock market for almost a year and a half. And those of you that stayed out didn't take massive losses like those that were dished out in 2018. Now, the buy hold world says that you shouldn't do that. The buy holders believe that you should stay in, take that beating. You know, the S&P was down 57% in 2008, but it's okay because the market always comes back. And sure enough, by 2013, guess what? It did. And this is held out as the reason why you should stay in, because after all, the market always comes back. And that's buy hold myth number one. So let me go over that with you. First of all, that five-year period that it took to get back, that's called time. Do you know what the most valuable commodity in the entire universe is, in my opinion? It's time. When you lose 5 years of your life, what's the value of that? It's huge. You know, when you're sitting there and you've lost 5 years, that you can't replace that. Now, the other thing is that this whole notion that the market always comes back, you can't rely on that. You know, as a financial advisor to my clients, if the market goes down by 57%, I can't look at them in the eye and say, I guarantee you the market's going to come back, so keep spending at the same level that you were spending before. I can't do that. That would be irresponsible of me to say that. Because you know what? If you look at the 1929 stock market crash, it took 54 years for the market to get back to even. I'm sorry, 25 years. It was 1954 before it got back to even. 25 years. Do you have that long? The Japanese stock market at its peak in 1989, it's still down today from then. It's never recovered. So there is no guarantee that the market's going to come back.
You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
And Duke, if I can't guarantee to my clients that the market's going to come back, then I can't build their financial plan around that. And so if you have lost half your money in a bear market and half your money and your money was generating the income that you were living on, then prudently what I have to do is counsel you to cut the amount you're drawing or spending rather in half also. It's just math. You cannot continue to spend the same amount that you are spending and or rather draw the same amount from your investments that you were before when you've lost half of it. Because now the amount you're taking out is double the percentage it was before. If you're taking out 4% before on $1 million, that's $40,000. Now if you have $500,000, you're taking 4%, you're taking 8% out. Or $40,000, you're taking 8% out. And that's not sustainable. So I would have to counsel you to cut your cost of living in half. Now, how many of you, if I said to you right now, the market just crashed, you've lost half your money, you now need to live on half of what you were living before? How many of you could do that? You know, I'm thinking in my head of all the clients that I work with, there are very few that can say, okay, no problem. We're just going to cut it in half. That's fine. We can do that. Not too many. Okay? So if you cannot do that, then I would actually argue that you cannot afford to lose half your money in the next bear market and wait 5 years. Now, the other thing also is that during that 2008, I look back on that and I remember meeting with people whose life was devastated. You know, they lost their homes, they lost their vacation homes, they lost their retirement. They couldn't retire anymore. In some cases, I met with people who lost their health. They were so stressed out about it. One person, in fact, I won't go into it, but it was very, very bad. So, you know, all those terrible things happen. And my belief system is, why go through all of that? I mean, first of all, who says the market's going to come back? But even if it is, why do I have to go through all of that? So I believe you should buy, you should hold, but also you should sell. Now, if this resonates with you, then what I would recommend you do is go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. On there, we have videos, we have articles, we have podcasts that go into detail about our buy, hold, and sell philosophy, but also about a variety of things that if you are retired or retiring soon, you should be concerned about. When to take Social Security? How do you get income from your investments? Should you pay off your mortgage? What about college for your kids and grandchildren? All of that. But more importantly, find the link that says meet with an advisor. Click on that, put your info in there, and we'll call you to schedule time to visit with you. What we want to do is help you to develop a financial plan that with two goals in mind. One is to give you financial peace of mind. We don't want you to worry about all this stuff. We want to worry about it for you. And then secondly, we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, so we want to develop a plan that'll help us to have your money last as long as you do. Okay, now if that appeals to you, our website is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have our estate tip of the week, and this week it's going to be on the Dynasty Trust, which we've talked about in the past, but this week we're going to talk about it from the standpoint of creating a college fund for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate? Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years. Wow, that's incredible considering that I'm 32. And I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States.
To infinity and beyond.
And actually, Buzz, for the sixth year in a row, they named me so. And without our beloved clients, I would be nowhere. So all you clients listening right now, thank you so very much. I appreciate the honor, the privilege of being your financial advisor. And for those of you who are listening to the show, I appreciate the honor and privilege of being the host of the show for you. I'm glad you're here. Hope you're having a great weekend. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, which is also called estate planning. And by the way, please do not email me. I am only kidding. I know that your heirs are not greedy, unwashed, and undeserving. Invariably, it seems, I get an email from somebody where they're offended by that. I'm joking, okay? I know that yours are greedy and are not greedy and unwashed, but they are probably undeserving. Anyway, one of the best vehicles, in my opinion, that you can use is what's called a dynasty trust. And I've talked about that in previous shows in terms of how you can protect from lawsuits and divorces and bankruptcy for your heirs and all that. But the Dynasty Trust is also very flexible. It can be used for a variety of things, not the least of which is to set up a college plan for your grandchildren or your children if they're of that age. So I want to talk with that about. I want to talk about that with you next. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. My pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So let's talk about the Dynasty Trust. So basically, under normal circumstances, the Dynasty Trust is what's called a testamentary trust. All right. And what that means is that it's in your will. It doesn't come into play until after you die. So it's a testamentary, meaning we read your testament, your will or your legal documents. And at that time, it says create the trust and then it's created. So it's normally that way. However, what I'm going to talk about is actually funding that trust while you are living. Okay, so you create the trust and you start putting money into it now while you are alive. Okay, so, and the same rules apply. So the dynasty trust is you have to make a completed gift. Okay, so it means that when you put the money into the trust, you are going to name, most likely, the child's parents, okay, your children, as the trustee. And you name the child that you want to benefit from the trust as the beneficiary. Now, one day, perhaps, if you so desire, that child, when they become of age, can become the trustee of this trust as well. Okay, so if they turn 21 or 35 or whatever age you want them to, then they can become the trustee and take over for whoever was doing it for them when they were a minor. So the dynasty trust, the beauty of it is that once you have put the money inside of that trust, it is out of your estate. Okay, you no longer own that money. Therefore, it does not count towards estate taxes and all that kind of stuff. It goes into the trust for the benefit of this child. So therefore, the money once inside the trust is protected. If that child gets into a lawsuit, if they are declare bankruptcy, they get married and then subsequently get divorced, whatever that may be, no one can get to the money in that trust other than that child, okay? Nobody divorced the trust. Nobody's going to sue this trust unless it owns crazy assets, but in theory it won't, and it's never going to divorce anybody either. The trust is separate and distinct. So that money inside the trust is protected for that child for the rest of their lives, can be used for college, can be used for homes they want to buy in the future if you want to give them money for a down payment, all kinds of good stuff. So this trust is very flexible. It can last, in some cases, up to 100 years.
Shazam!
And Gomer, 100 years is a long time. So it can protect from estate taxes in the future as well. So it's a marvelous vehicle, but not for everybody. So you make sure you talk to your professionals before you do any of this estate planning stuff, not to be done at home. But if you would like to talk to a professional about your estate planning, about your investments, your retirement planning, any of the things we talk about on this show, then here's what I'd recommend that you do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And if you click on the link that says meet with an advisor, then what you do there is you put your info in there and we'll call you to schedule time to visit. Now, at this meeting, what we want to do is to talk about your estate planning and all your what you'd like to do there. We'll talk about your retirement planning. We'll talk about your income taxes. We'll talk about Social Security and all the strategies around that. So we want to help you to develop a financial plan with two goals in mind. The first is to give you financial peace of mind. We want you not to worry about all this stuff. We want to worry about it for you. Okay, we talk about your retirement being your second childhood without parental supervision. Okay, we want you to go play, have fun, lay on the beach, play golf, climb mountains, whatever it is that you like to do, we want you to do that, okay? Not worry about your finances. And then secondly, we want the plan to help your money last as long as you do, okay? So we want you to have income and security for the rest of your life. So we'll help you to devise all of that. And if we can help you, fantastic. But if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. So either way, there's no charge or obligation, and we will part friends.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
And you know what, Dorothy? It is not too wonderful to be true because it is true. We do want to help you. So go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. And click on Meet with an Advisor. You know what, Jack? I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. It's over already. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is it the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morave or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators. regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.